Day 302, Sunday, December 3rd. 2 Samuel 6, 1 Chronicles 13, 15, 16, Psalms 96, 105, and 106. 2 Samuel 6 1-23 NKJV Again David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, whose name is called by the name, the Lord of Hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. So they set the Ark of God on a new cart, and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, and Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, accompanying the Ark of God, and Ahio went before the Ark. Then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord on all kinds of instruments of fir wood, on harps, on stringed instruments, on tambourines, on sistrums, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nachon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to the Ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the Ark of God. And David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, "How can the Ark of the Lord come to me?" So David would not move the Ark of the Lord with him into the city of David. But David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months, and the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Now it was told King David, saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him, because of the Ark of God." So David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. And so it was, when those bearing the Ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, that he sacrificed oxen and fatted sheep. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the Ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. Now as the Ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and whirling before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. So they brought the Ark of the Lord, and set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And when David had finished offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of Hosts. Then he distributed among all the people, among the whole multitude of Israel, both the women and the men, to everyone a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michal the daughter of Saul came out to meet David, and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." So David said to Michal, "For the Lord, who chose me instead of your father and all his house, to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore I will play music before the Lord, and I will be even more undignified than this, and will be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor." Therefore Michal the daughter of Saul had no children to the day of her death. 1 Chronicles 13 1-14 NKJV Then David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds, and with every leader. And David said to all the assembly of Israel, "If it seems good to you, and if it is of the Lord our God, let us send out to our brethren everywhere who are left in all the land of Israel, and with them to the priests and Levites who are in their cities and their commonlands, that they may gather together to us, And let us bring the ark of our God back to us, for we have not inquired at it since the days of Saul. Then all the assembly said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So Israel together, from Shahor in Egypt to as far as the entrance of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kirjath-Jearim. And David and all Israel went up to Baalah, to Kirjath-Jearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God the Lord, who dwells between the cherubim, where his name is proclaimed. So they carried the ark of God on a new cart from the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. Then David and all Israel played music before God with all their might, with singing, on harps, on stringed instruments, on tambourines, on cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came to Kidon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and he struck him because he put his hand to the ark, and he died there before God. And David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah, therefore that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of God that day, saying, "How can I bring the ark of God to me?" So David would not move the ark with him into the city of David, but took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months, and the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. 1 Chronicles 15:1-29 NKJV. David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, "No one may carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord has chosen them to carry the ark of God and to minister before him forever." And David gathered all Israel together at Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place, which he had prepared for it. Then David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and 120 of his brethren, of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and 220 of his brethren, of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and 130 of his brethren, of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief, and 200 of his brethren, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and 80 of his brethren, of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief, and 112 of his brethren. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab. He said to them, "You are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, you and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel to the place I have prepared for it. For because you did not do it the first time, the Lord our God broke out against us, because we did not consult him about the proper order." So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. And the children of the Levites bore the ark of God on their shoulders, by its poles, as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord. Then David spoke to the leaders of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers accompanied by instruments of music, stringed instruments, harps, and cymbals, by raising the voice with resounding joy. So the Levites appointed Heman the son of Joel, and of his brethren, Asaph the son of Berechiah, and of their brethren, the sons of Merari, Ethan the son of Kishiah, and with them their brethren of the second rank, Zechariah, Ben, Haziel, Shemiramoth, Yehiel, Uni, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelai, Micneiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael, the gatekeepers, the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were to sound the cymbals of bronze. Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Yehiel, Uni, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with strings according to Alamoth, Mattathiah, Eliphelai, Micneiah, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Azaziah, to direct with harps on the Sheminith. Kenaniah, leader of the Levites, was instructor in charge of the music, because he was skillful. Berechiah and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nethanel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar, the priests, were to blow the trumpets before the ark of God, and Obed-Edom and Jehiah, doorkeepers for the ark. So David, the elders of Israel, and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And so it was, when God helped the Levites who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they offered seven bulls and seven rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who bore the ark, the singers, and Kenaniah the music master with the singers. David also wore a linen ephod. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn, with trumpets and with cymbals, making music with stringed instruments and harps. And it happened, as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David whirling and playing music, and she despised him in her heart. 1 Chronicles 16:1-43 NKJV. So they brought the ark of God, and set it in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. And when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he distributed to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. And he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, to commemorate, to thank, and to praise the Lord God of Israel, Asaph the chief, and next to him Zechariah, then Jael, Shemiramoth, Yehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, and Obed-Edom, Jael with stringed instruments and harps, but Asaph made music with cymbals. Benaiah and Jehaziel the priests regularly blew the trumpets before the ark of the covenant of God. On that day David first delivered this psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren, to thank the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth, O seed of Israel his servant. You children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded, for a thousand generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance, when you were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Sing to the Lord, all the earth, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, he is also to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples, give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name, bring an offering, and come before him. O, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established, it shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, And let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar, and all its fullness, let the field rejoice, and all that is in it. Then the trees of the wood shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation, gather us together, and deliver us from the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, Amen. And praise the Lord. So he left Asaph and his brothers there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord to minister before the ark regularly, as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with his 68 brethren, including Obed-Edom the son of Jeduthun, and Hosea, to be gatekeepers, and Zadok the priest and his brethren the priests, before the tabernacle of the Lord at the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offering regularly morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of the Lord which he commanded Israel. And with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endures forever, and with them Heman and Jeduthun, to sound aloud with trumpets and cymbals and the musical instruments of God. Now the sons of Jeduthun were gatekeepers. Then all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. Psalms 96 1-13 NKJV O, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, he is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples, give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns, the world also is firmly established, it shall not be moved, he shall judge the peoples righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, let the sea roar, and all its fullness, let the field be joyful, and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth. Psalms 105 1-45 NKJV O, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth, O seed of Abraham his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded, for a thousand generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance, when they were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters, he was laid in irons, until the time that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him, the ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord of his house, and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure, and teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob dwelt in the land of Ham. He increased his people greatly, and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses his servant, and Aaron whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them, and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness, and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his word. He turned their waters into blood, and killed their fish. Their land abounded with frogs, even in the chambers of their kings. He spoke, and there came swarms of flies, and lice in all their territory. He gave them hail for rain, and flaming fire in their land. He struck their vines also, and their fig trees, and splintered the trees of their territory. He spoke, and locusts came, young locusts without number, and ate up all the vegetation in their land, and devoured the fruit of their ground. He also destroyed all the firstborn in their land, the first of all their strength. He also brought them out with silver and gold, and there was none feeble among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering, and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise, and Abraham his servant. He brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. He gave them the lands of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labor of the nations, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise the Lord. Psalms 106:1-48 NKJV. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor you have toward your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders, they did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Nevertheless he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it dried up, so he led them through the depths, as through the wilderness. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. The waters covered their enemies, there was not one of them left. Then they believed his words, they sang his praise. They soon forgot his works, they did not wait for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tested God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. When they envied Moses in the camp, and Aaron the saint of the Lord, the earth opened up and swallowed Dathan, and covered the faction of Abiram. A fire was kindled in their company, the flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb, and worshipped the molded image. Thus they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, awesome things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen one stood before him in the breach, to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them. Then they despised the pleasant land, they did not believe his word, but complained in their tents, and did not heed the voice of the Lord. Therefore he raised his hand in an oath against them, to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their descendants among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also to Baal of Peor, and ate sacrifices made to the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their deeds, and the plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague was stopped, and that was accounted to him for righteousness to all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses on account of them, because they rebelled against his spirit, so that he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples, concerning whom the Lord had commanded them, but they mingled with the Gentiles and learned their works. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons, and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled by their own works, and played the harlot by their own deeds. Therefore the wrath of the Lord was kindled against his people, so that he abhorred his own inheritance. And he gave them into the hand of the Gentiles, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times he delivered them, but they rebelled in their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless he regarded their affliction, when he heard their cry, and for their sake he remembered his covenant, and relented according to the multitude of his mercies. He also made them to be pitied by all those who carried them away captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the Gentiles, to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG Reading Program states, with Jerusalem now the royal city of Israel, it is finally time to bring church and state together in this centralized location. So David calls for the Ark of the Covenant to be moved to Jerusalem from Kirjath-Jearim, approximately 10 miles west of Jerusalem. The Ark has been situated here since the Philistines relinquished it to the Israelites, 1 Samuel 6:21. Now we come to a very important lesson that David and all Israel had to relearn. Let's review some of the specific instructions that God previously gave for Israel to follow. The Ark of God was an extremely holy object, representing His presence, see Exodus 25:21 to 22. It had to be handled with the utmost regard to strict regulation in the Law of Moses, which mandated that the care of the most holy things was entrusted to the Levitical sons of Kohath, Numbers 3:29-31. Yet even these caretakers were not to touch the holy articles or so much as look casually upon them lest they die, Numbers 4:15-20. The Kohathites were instructed to carry the ark on their shoulders by poles passing through rings on the ark's corners to keep them from touching it, Numbers 4:1-16, Exodus 25:14-15. It was not to be transported by cart or any other vehicle, Numbers 7:6-9. David, however, was using the same transport method the Philistines had used, compare 1 Samuel 6:7-8. Yet God says, therefore you shall be careful to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left, Deuteronomy 5:32. And, you shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you, 4:2. Also, whatever I command you, be careful to observe it, you shall not add to it nor take away from it, 12:32. We are never to reason against, or attempt to change, God's commands. A king was not to be ignorant of God's instruction. Also it shall be, when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book, from the one before the priests, the Levites, and it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God and be careful to observe all the words of this law and these statutes, that his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, and that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel, 17:18-20. Thus, God requires much of a leader he chooses. Though Uzzah's violation is apparently unintentional, God makes a powerful example of him. It is possible, of course, that Uzzah was more involved in what happened than we know. As one given the great honor of walking so closely to the ark, it may be that he was instrumental in the decision to use the cart. Perhaps it was his cart or oxen being employed. And, in any case, he is the one who actually touched the ark. Still, it appears he meant well. When Uzzah is struck down, then, David becomes angry, and not, it should be pointed out, at his own carelessness. Evidently, David still doesn't understand important aspects of what has gone wrong. That he has either forgotten or is ignorant of God's specific instructions regarding the transport of the ark is apparent from 1 Chronicles 13:12. David was afraid of God that day, saying, "How can I bring the ark of God to me?" Compare 2 Samuel 6:9. He doesn't know. So his anger, then, is at God, for what he has done to Uzzah. His death seems so unjust and unnecessarily harsh, as it does, no doubt, to many today. After all, Uzzah was trying to protect the ark, and David, who had made the decision about transporting it, was zealous to restore God's prescribed tabernacle worship to the nation. But he should have looked more closely at exactly what God had prescribed. Moreover, there were other Levites who probably knew of God's instructions and should have made his will known to David. Ignorance and forgetfulness do not negate God's specific commands. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. God will later proclaim, Hosea 4:6. In other words, what you don't know can hurt you. Because of such neglect, Uzzah was killed by God. So what began as a joyous time of celebration has turned into a very sad and sobering moment. God is sending a warning signal here to all people of all times that he is not a God to be trifled with. We must approach him with the proper awe and respect. And David does receive a dose of healthy fear of God, which undoubtedly sends him to the scriptures or to the priests to determine what ought to be done, as should have been done in the first place. Let this, then, serve as a lesson for all of us too. From the point of view of leadership, the decisions a leader makes brings consequences, either good or bad, on the lives of those he leads. As for Uzzah, he will stand in the general resurrection of the dead after Christ's millennial reign. Compare Revelation 25, Revelation 20-1112. With all those of mankind who have not yet been given an opportunity for salvation, and he will then be able to choose whether to truly serve the Lord. God is ultimately fair. Indeed, Uzzah will awake in a world far better than the one he has left behind. For the next 3 months, the ark is left at the home of Obed-Edom, a Levite of the line of Korah who will later be one of the doorkeepers for the ark. 1 Chronicles 15:18, 1 Chronicles 15:24, 1 Chronicles 26:4-8. He is also called a Gittite, 2 Samuel 6:11, because he is from the Levitical city of Gath-Rimmon, compare Joshua 21:24. When David hears that those of the house of Obed-Edom have been blessed due to their possession of the ark, he is once again encouraged to bring it to Jerusalem. The account in 1 Chronicles 15 reveals that David is now aware that the ark had not been transported according to God's instructions. Then David said, "No one may carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord has chosen them to carry the ark of God and to minister before him forever." Verse 2. And to them he says in verse 13, For because you did not do it the first time, the Lord our God broke out against us, because we did not consult him about the proper order, Hebrew mishpat, judgment, law, decree, charge. Again, God's law, charge or decree concerning the transport of the ark can be found in Exodus 25:14-15 and Numbers 4:5, Numbers 4:15, Numbers 7:9, Numbers 10:21. The ark was to be carried on the shoulders of the Levites, through the use of poles that were inserted through rings. That is now done as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord, 1 Chronicles 15:15. The account in 2 Samuel 6 reveals the deep respect and care that David takes in carrying out God's instructions concerning transportation of the ark. Sacrifices are offered to God after those bearing the ark have gone 6 paces. Verse 13. It is unclear whether this means just once, after the first approximately 18 feet traveled, or if it implies once every 18 feet that the ark is carried, all the way to Jerusalem. David once again rejoices with shouting, music and dancing as the ark is carried into Jerusalem. This is not just loud noise, because those appointed to perform are skilled musicians and singers. David is a skilled musician and composer himself. His manner of celebration, however, earns the contempt of his wife Michal. We will see more about the specifics of her derision in this instance when we read soon of David's return home, but it is apparent that Michal despised him for much more than his actions on this occasion. Michal's is a terribly tragic story. She was very much in love with the young heroic David in his earlier years, 1 Samuel 18:20, 28, and when he bravely killed 200 Philistines to marry her, verse 27, she must have loved him even more. But her love for David estranged this young princess from her father King Saul. Indeed, when Saul sought to kill David, Michal put her own life on the line to help her husband escape, 1 Samuel 19:11-18. But his escape only resulted in her separation from him as David spent at least 10 years fleeing from Saul. In fact, Saul annulled her marriage to David and had Michal wed to another man named Palti, 1 Samuel 25:44. While in this new marriage, her father and Jonathan, her brother, died in battle. David, now recently established with the full regal power of Israel, had demanded that Michal be restored to him. So she was forcibly taken from her husband, Palti, as he wept uncontrollably, 2 Samuel 3:15-16. It is apparent that he sincerely loved her, and perhaps she had come to love him in return. Yet here she was back with David, no longer the young hero but king in her father's stead, a position no longer disputed since the assassination of her brother Ish-bosheth shortly after her return to David. Worse, she could expect no monogamous devotion from her husband. David now had a harem, and she had to compete with at least 6 other women for whatever attention she might receive from him. As the Nelson Study Bible concludes, it is not likely that these mere actions of David, as he celebrated before the Lord at the return of the ark, brought about Michal's hatred of him, 2 Samuel 6:16. Her hatred had probably grown over the years. Her sarcastic words, which we'll soon read, on David's great day of religious and spiritual joy came from a lifetime of pain, 2 Samuel 6:20. Unlike her brother Jonathan, Michal did not accept her God-given lot and trust God for her future happiness, 1 Samuel 23:16-18. Instead, she became bitter not only at David, but also toward God, which appears evident in that she was not joyful over the return of the ark and the restoration of tabernacle worship, even staying home instead of participating in the celebration. Tragically, Scripture gives no indication that there was any healing for Michal. She died childless, 2 Samuel 6:23, a love that turned to hate, p. 517. The festivities surrounding the Ark being brought to Jerusalem continue. In 1 Chronicles, bring to God thanks and praise on a continual basis before the Ark of the Lord. The appointments in the previous chapter concern the immediate task of moving the Ark to Jerusalem, but the ones here are more permanent in nature though involving some of the same people. Compare 1 Chronicles 15:1-24, 1 Chronicles 16:5-6. This continual offering of praise is reminiscent of the Apostle John's vision in the book of Revelation, wherein angelic choirs are seen offering continual praise before the throne of God in heaven. Appointed chief of this ongoing special music is Asaph, leader of the Gershonite Levites, 1 Chronicles 6:39-43. Asaph and his sons will serve mainly as singers, 1 Chronicles 25:1-2, 2 Chronicles 20:14, and composers, as the superscriptions of their psalms attest, see Psalm 50, Psalm 73-83. Verses 8-36 of 1 Chronicles 16 constitute a song written by David offering thanks and praise to God, which David gives to Asaph to be performed on this occasion. In it we are all admonished to A. give thanks to God for all that he has done for Israel and for mankind. B. declare these things to all. C. tell of his glory. D. fear him. And E. give back to him of the abundance he has given us. These things should be reflected in the lives of those who trust in him. The lyrics of the first part of David's Psalm, verses 8-22, are repeated in the first part of Psalm 105, verses 1-15. Again we are admonished to continually seek God. Christ tells us in Matthew 7:7 that if we do, we will find him. Perhaps the key idea of the psalm is found in the word remember, 1 Chronicles 16:12, Psalm 105:5. We are to remember God's goodness to his people. Yet even if the people forget, God does not. He remembers his covenant forever. Psalm 105:8, semicolon, that is, the very basis for his special relationship with his people. The lyrics of the second part of David's Psalm of 1 Chronicles 16 are repeated in Psalm 96. Again, we are to praise God, to sing of him, to proclaim him to others, and to worship him in our lives and with our offerings. In verse 11-12, or 1 Chronicles 16:31-33, trees and other inanimate elements of creation are pictured as rejoicing at the Lord's coming to judge the earth. This personification is a literary device. It does not mean that trees actually have thinking minds and emotions. The point is that creation will only be restored to its intended condition when humanity in general is brought back in line with the laws of God. This will commence with the return of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of the saints. Compare Revelation 11:18, Romans 8:19-22. Psalm 96 adds the additional point that Christ shall judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with his truth, verse 13. The concluding lyrics of David's Psalm of thanks in 1 Chronicles 16, verses 34-36, are repeated in Psalm 106, verses 1, 47-48. Verse 1, 1 Chronicles 16:34, is another call to give thanks to God for all he has done. On this occasion of unifying Israel under one king and one worship system, David asks God to truly gather the people together and to deliver them from the power of the Gentile nations around them. Verse 35, compare Psalm 106:47. The spiritual parallel with those in God's church today should be obvious. The final verse, 1 Chronicles 16:36, will later be used as the concluding verse of Book 4 of the Psalms, Psalm 106:48. The later verse tells the people of God to say Amen, or so be it, as they actually do in 1 Chronicles 16:36. We wrap up our reading of Psalm 105, the first part of which is taken from David's Psalm of 1 Chronicles 16.